Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation pop experience. Welcome to today's edition of the Video Jukebox on the Day. I'm Andy Atherton, back with you, closing out the week here. This was a really, really fun week for us here on the Video Jukebox. It was off one of my favorite shows. We did the songs featured in the series Peacemaker, actually season one. Season two just started filming, so we got kind of a lucky coincidence. We may revisit this theme when season two drops. I can't wait to see what songs are featured on those episodes. I mean, the music was so great. We had four really great songs up to this point. And how could I do a Peacemaker theme week without talking about the theme song for the series? That's right. All the way from 2010, off of the album Nonstop Rock and Roll, it's Do Ya Wanna Taste It by Wigwam. Now, I had never heard of Wigwam before. I never heard this song before, actually. I don't know why it has not gotten through my ears up until I saw the series Peacemaker, because I thought it was originally some forgotten song from the 80s, because it sounds like an 80s hard rock, glam metal, poser metal, whatever you want to call it, song. And I want to tell you, probably the best open I've seen in a very long time. It is hysterical. The dance routine, it features all these characters, even characters that are in there for like a moment, it seems like. And they're doing these choreographed dances, and it's so much fun. And this song, I mean, it's one of those things, like if I need a little pick-me-up, I ask, I'm not going to say the name of that certain device, the Echo, to play this song, because it kind of like just, you know, picks your mood up a little bit, I think. All right, so let's talk about the song, talk about the open, if you will, also, as we go through. So let's hit that play button on the YouTube link in 3, 2, 1. So we get the setting here for this video, which I had never seen before either. Some, you know, very hot babe coming out. And they look like an 80s band. And, of course, I'm watching the actual video for the song, and in my head, I just see Peacemaker dancing around. So this was their third album, actually, Wigwam came out with. And there was it was actually the first Wigwam single not to release in CD format. It was released on their YouTube channel by Frontier Records. Now, they all have, I guess, names in the band. There's Glam. I'm not going to butcher these guys' names, too, by the way. Teeny, Flash, and Sporty. So, when you watch the open, right, we have you have Peacemaker, and you have, you know, all of them dancing around. And it is so funny, because you get Vigilante, Harcourt, Economos. We get all the other, it's been a while. I can't remember all the other characters' names off the top of my head, but we have, the Eagle flying in, which, again, I'm so bad I can't remember the Eagle's name. But so the song here, the video, it's a longer extended version of it, but I'm literally sitting here doing like kind of like the dance that the police officers do, who actually become butterflies, spoiler. And we actually have a I love how too how what the hell is his name now? I'm trying to remember now. Off the top of my head. I mean, we also get a refrain of this in the finale. It's Cow or Never. And it's the climactic battle scene. And having detonated Peacemaker's helmet inside the barn, The team moves in across the field, fighting the remaining butterflies, and Harcourt is shot multiple times. The song ends, becoming distorted in a similar way if they were playing on a turntable that was going too slowly. This is where, like, I think when I was watching this episode the first time, my heart was in my throat, because I thought the butterfly was going to get Harcourt, and what's their face comes out, and Nobu, whatever it is, and Adebayo, pulls out the butterfly, and Harcourt gets safe, and we get you know, the end with Judo Master and Eagly. Yeah, that's right, Eagly. Yeah. So now it's so much fun. Listen, if you're listening to this and you have not seen Peacemaker, do yourself a favor, go watch it. You're really going to enjoy it, especially if you're a John Cena fan. And Peacemaker is one of the few characters that made its way from the DCEU into the new DCU under James Gunn's tutelage, because this was a James Gunn show. The one thing about James Gunn, before we call it a week here, the one thing about James Gunn, one of his biggest talents as a director is music. You watch the first couple of Guardians of the Galaxy, even Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He directed the Guardian scenes in, when it's just the Guardians, he directed the scenes in Infinity War and Endgame. I mean, they get introduced by, Rubber Band Man. I mean, he just finds the right song to go with it. And finding this song as the open was a stroke of genius, because you just start that first episode and we see this open and we're like, what is happening? What is this? And it's kind of ridiculous the first time you see it, and you just grow to love it. And John Cena does such a great job as the character Peacemaker. Everybody does. It's really, really such a well-made series. And, you know, some people are like, oh, I don't like superheroes, whatever. You know what? Forget that shit. Okay, yes, there's a lot of fantasy in it. There's a lot of superhero stuff in it. The whole thing with the butterflies and what have you. But it is a really good, compelling show. And that's all you really want, whether it's superheroes, whether it's mystery, whether it's what have you. It is... give me characters that I care about. Give me a story that I get invested in. And that's what Peacemaker does. And the music is a big part of it. I hope you all enjoyed this week on the Video Jukebox. Next week, we'll be back with a regular week. And then on to our next lovely theme, which I believe is... let me look at the old docket here while I have a second. And yeah, that's going to be a big week, because somebody who I think I don't know anybody that doesn't care for this artist, but that artist will be celebrating their 75th birthday, and we're going to be doing two a day. So not next week, the week after, that is the starting on May 6th. That week will be double shots of one artist. We're celebrating 75th birthday. And it's going to be a great time, because the Podfather will be returning to the Video Jukebox that week. I don't know if that kind of gives away what we're going to be doing, but it happens to be his favorite singer, musician of all time, I believe, in my opinion. I think. Anyway, I love the artist too, so just saying. All right, cool. So I hope everybody had a great time this week. Hope you all have an even greater weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Take care.